Alrighty, we are back in the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. As promised, it is time for us now to focus our attention on some college football. And always, our go-to guy is former NFL and Nebraska Cornhusker, a proud father, too, of two darling little girls. We want to wish him a very happy Father's Day. Jason Peter, it's good to have you with us this weekend.
How you doing, E?
I'm doing fantastic. Do you and the family have big plans?
No, you know, we'll probably just hang out here, maybe go do a brunch or something like that. But it's like June is the month. I mean, we have, it feels like we just had Mother's Day not too long ago. My wife and I, our anniversary is this month. Our both of our children are born in the month of June. So it always seems like we're doing something, and I'm more of a homebody. So if any chance I can get to call the shots, that's probably what I'm going to decide to do.
You're taking a pretty big hit on your checkbook, too, aren't you?
Yeah. Yes. It's that June is not a good month for me there.
Okay, so this is our slower time of the year. Let's have some fun. I mean, Jason, being a parent, it totally changes your life. I mean, there's so many joys and triumphs. How has it changed you? You're a modern dad. I know that you're very hands-on.
Yeah. Golly, how has it changed me completely? I first thought when I met my wife, I thought that the change in me was probably the biggest change that I've had in my life, or at least somebody wanting me to change, I think, who I am, or, you know, fix some of the skeletons, or, you know, just some of the deficiencies that people have. You know, nobody's perfect. But then when I had my kids, I think that maybe even trumped, you know, what it was like maybe with meeting my wife. It's just, there's just something, you know, these lives, if something wasn't to happen between you and your spouse or you and your girlfriend or whatever, you know, life kind of will go on. But here you have, you know, these kids that depend on you for everything. And, you know, you can, it's like anything. You either step up to the plate and you do what's needed of you, and some, or you know, you bail. And, you know, that obviously was never an option. The latter option there, it's just I just want to be, I guess, the best dad that I could possibly be. And I think I learned from, you know, not just seeing, you know, the people that are close to you, but you also learn from, you know, your own father. And there were things that my father did that I think were great. And then I think there's also stuff that I would not choose to do it the same way. And I'm not saying one's good or bad. I mean, as you grow up, as you're growing up, you know, there's a lot of stuff that your parents do that you're like, golly, I can't stand you for doing that. I hate you. I'll never do that, you know, to my kids and stuff. But then eventually, you know, it's your turn and you've got your own kids. And sure enough, you're doing a lot of the same stuff. So there's a lot of stuff, obviously, that, you know, the basics that kids don't like, but parents got to do. But there's some other stuff that, you know, that I have tried to change with my father, or tried to change in what I'm doing as a father as opposed to what my dad did.
Okay, so have you started to infuse some of your love for football into your daughters?
They yell, they run around the house yelling, "Go Big Red!" So that's, yeah. And when, you know, around here in Lincoln, when it's usually Fridays, I don't know if there's a business in town or a school in town that doesn't encourage people to dress up in red. So it's pretty easy even for, you know, my 3-year-old to tell when game day is.
The wonderful Jason Peter is joining us this week in a Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's with us each and every week with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And although you're in Lincoln, Nebraska, Jason, there is never a dull moment. Give us the skinny on Nebraska head coach Bo Pelini and his belief that he wants to completely eliminate National Signing Day. Why?
Yeah, he just, I think there's multiple reasons for it. Number one, I think that people are looking at what's happening a lot down in the SEC, but there's schools all over that are just, you know, they're offering everybody and their grandmother scholarships. And when the time ultimately comes, you know, schools can only sign so many. You know, you hear about it, the oversigning that goes on down in the SEC. And, you know, you just don't have that many spots. Ultimately, there's going to be some 17-year-old kid who thinks he's going to Alabama or to Georgia or Florida, and ultimately, you know, when if they make their decision too late in the game, you know, they could be stuck without anything. So I think what he's trying to do by eliminating signing day is to make sure that if you offer a kid, it means something, and you can't just go around offering every kid on who wears a letterman's jacket. You can't, you know, just offer them scholarships. It's gonna, because if that offer is out there on the table, that kid can accept it, and you know, you're stuck with that kid then. So obviously I think it helps, you know, schools like Nebraska maybe who aren't in hotbeds of recruiting. You know, they're able to, I think, kind of pinpoint the guys that they want to go after, and you know, maybe it levels the playing field a little bit in terms of, you know, what some of those schools in those hotbeds can do in terms of offering kids. But I also think there's an aspect to it where these coaches, look, most of them are kind of old school. I mean, you're talking, you know, there's a few that may be in their 30s, a good amount in their 40s, you know, but then you're talking about a lot of guys in their 50s and stuff, and all this stuff on ESPN with, you know, the 16 different hats in front of them, and you know, the mothers in the background saying, no, he didn't go, he went where?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a circus. It really is. And I think it's part of this, like, entitlement, I think, that a lot of these kids show up with when they show up on campus. It's like, you know, here the cameras are in front of them, and you know, they've already had 50 articles written about them, and you know, everybody wants to know where I'm going, and I'm Mr. Big Shot. No, you know what? It should be, you accept the scholarship offer from this school. Boom, you sign your paper. Maybe it's done in September. Maybe it's done in March. But you know, as soon as that kid's junior year is over and they've started their senior year, you know, they're able to sign a letter of intent or scholarship papers, and that's it. You know, let's be done with the circus that is recruiting.
You are listening to Jason Peter right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And from my understanding, I mean, you kind of hold that belief as well. What has been the reaction from the Husker fans?
Well, I think a lot of Husker fans are on board with it, and not just the Husker fans. I mean, you've seen Paul Johnson down at Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
He has come out and said that he agrees. He actually said he's been saying this for a long time, is that they should do away with it. Rich Rodriguez out at Arizona, he's on board. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. You know, obviously the four-letter network is not going to want to do away with National Signing Day and everything that goes along with it. But I'm sure a lot of these coaches that maybe aren't in the SEC or aren't at a major school like a USC or a UCLA, some, you know, in the hotbed of high school football talent, it'll be interesting to see I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of those guys jump on board. And even maybe so, you know, some of the guys down in the SEC who are maybe tired of the way that things are. Maybe, the you know, some of those guys will feel like they don't want any part of that sort of recruiting life, and they would rather just have this no signing day thing. Who knows? It will be interesting to see.
Okay, it's College Football Talk this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, with our favorite. That is Jason Peter, our weekly Under the Helmet segment. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We're up against the clock, and we'll be right back and rejoined with three-time national champion Jason Peter.